In some northeastern states, like New York and New Jersey, elected officials debate whether to ban fracking outright. You'd be hard-pressed to find talk like that from Texas lawmakers. At a recent panel discussion hosted by State Impact Texas, four Texas legislators, two Democrats and two Republicans from different regions of the state, all sang the praises of the fracking boom. Carlos Oresti is a Democratic state senator from San Antonio.
What I'm hearing as I tour my district and I drive through those what were once small towns and counties is it's exciting.
What you will find is debate over regulating the impacts of the drilling. Oresti, for example, wants to take oil and gas tax revenue to fix roads damaged by drilling trucks. That got a lukewarm response from some of the other panelists. Senator Rodney Ellis, a Democrat from Houston, wondered if industry shouldn't pay for that damage itself. Ellis has proposed some bills of his own, including one that would review and possibly reduce tax exemptions the state gives to drilling companies.
Not just high-cost gas, all of them. I think we should take every tax break we give in Texas through the sunset review process. And if it was a good idea when it passed 10, 20, 2, or 200 years ago, it'll be a good idea again. But we ought to take the fiscal cliff argument, let it die.
Not so fast, said Republican Representative Phil King from Weatherford in the North Texas Barnett Shale region. There's a lot of natural gas in King's district, but its value has dropped because it's so abundant. That's led to a decrease in drilling that King wants to reverse.
From my perspective, we still need that incentive to help offset the cost of those very expensive Barnett Shale wells.
The price of gas has gotten so low, in fact, that a lot more of it is being flared off in the fields while drillers pump more profitable oil from the ground. Those flares are even visible from space. Another proposal this session aims to decrease that practice. Van Taylor is a Republican state rep from Plano. He says his plan would give property owners a bigger say in how drillers use their land, and that would decrease wasteful flaring.
We're saying that 70% of the owners will be able to come together and decide the future of a field. And this is legislation that's passed in every other major oil-producing state in the country. Texas is the exception.
Speaking of property owners, Taylor has proposed a different bill. It would change the state's eminent domain rules, essentially force local governments to pay mineral rights to landowners if they restrict drilling in their jurisdictions. Some worry that would make it difficult for communities to regulate oil and gas drillers in their own backyards. Senator Oresti raised another point. How do you know what a property owner's mineral rights are worth if they're untapped?
And I think the burden is on the landowner to prove what the value is of those assets.
You might expect to see a few more bills filed about drilling before the end of the week. This Friday is lawmakers' deadline for proposing legislation. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.